welcome on the call, the head coach at Monmouth, Kevin Callahan. Good morning, Coach Callahan.
Hey, Rob, how are you today?
I'm well. Certainly a tough back and forth game for your team last Thursday. You come up a little short against New Hampshire as you've gone back and had a chance to look at that film. Just give me your impressions on your team's play.
Well, I think as in most first games, you find out an awful lot about your team, and you really find out some of the areas where you need to improve on and where you're not quite performing up to the standard that's going to be required to win games. And that was certainly the case for us. And it's not just in one area. It probably goes across all three areas of our football team. The special teams unit certainly had a couple major breakdowns, offensively, defensively. You know, there's things that we have to play, do a lot better than we did last Thursday night. And that's going to be the focus of our practices this week, is in some ways getting back to basics, getting back to technique, making sure that we're assignment sound, making better decisions.
First question this morning from Steve Ellison. Good afternoon, Steve.
Hi, Kevin. How do you assess Tony's performance from that game?
Well, I think there were some very good plays that he made, and he showed us a true ability. There's some plays that I think he left out on the field, and I think Tony feels probably even more strongly about that than we do as a coaching staff. He had some opportunities to I think make some explosive plays. He didn't convert those plays, or wasn't able to make those plays, and you've got to credit New Hampshire's defense for some of that as well. But I think that, you know, there's a lot better football left in all of us than we showed Thursday night.
It never really got the ground game untracked. What did you see from the offensive line when you got a chance to look at the film there?
Well, I thought we struggled with some of their defensive linemen, particularly on the edges. I thought, you know, we were maybe giving them a little bit too much space. You know, as you said, we weren't consistent in being able to run the ball, certainly the way we like or are accustomed to running the ball. And that's something that we got to do a better job at. You know, there were some guys within that offensive line group who I think, you know, played pretty well, but we just weren't consistent when it comes to each of the five starters, you know, playing well on every single play. It always seemed like we were a guy short and somebody was breaking us down.
Any update on Dymir Miller's shoulder and any other injuries coming out of that game?
No, not really. No updates. You know, as you know, he left the game during the second drive. He does see a doctor today, and we'll probably have more information after that.
Great. Thanks, Kev.
Yep.
Kevin, certainly a bright spot on offense at wide receiver was Alex Bryan, career high 8 catches. Had a big touchdown catch in the third quarter that gave you the lead. Maybe talk about his play.
Yeah, I mean, very happy with what Alex did. You know, he really stepped up. He came in and played a lot more than he typically would once Dymir Miller was forced to leave the game. And he didn't disappoint us. I think he stepped up and made the plays when he had to make plays. He ran good routes. He had good ran after the catch very well. Gave us a really positive boost. And, you know, that's what we'd like to see. You know, when a guy's called on to step up and play, those are the types of things and type of impact that we like to see from them. And so Alex did a very good job in that way.
Defensively, you see 31 points, but really only 17 of those against your defense. How did you feel like they fared as you went back and looked at the film?
I thought for the most part they did fairly well. As you mentioned, I mean, there was one of their touchdowns was a pick six. Another one was as a result of a special teams error. But I thought they hung tough and they played well. It was good to see Daquan Grimes back in the lineup. He just brings a little bit more of a presence to our unit. The guys on the back end with Eddie Morales and Tyrese Wright, I thought they played very well. Mike Reed did a good job at the corner spot. And we played a lot of people up front. I think we played 12 guys in the defensive line. So hopefully they'll gain from that experience.
You touched on the punt block there. How big of a momentum changer was that?
How big? Real big. I mean, you go from punting the ball in a game that's, you know, back and forth and it's really close. And, you know, all of a sudden they're up 7-0 and that's something that we, you know, obviously you're not expecting that. We had a breakdown in our protection and that's something that, you know, as a staff, we harp on all the time about being dependable, being reliable. And in that case, we just weren't, and we've got to do a better job coaching that.
the Saturday you get to come home. I faced a Fordham team that's coming off a big win over Wagner last week, 48-31, as you've started to take a look at them. What are some of the challenges they present on offense and defense? I assume it starts maybe with the quarterback.
It certainly does. You know, he really throws the ball extremely well. He threw for close to 400 yards the other night. They had a lot of big explosive plays. I think there were, you know, six or seven plus 40-yard plays in that game. And they go to it quite a bit. We played against him last year, so we understand a little bit about how he's going to operate. He's a big presence at 6'4", 220-some pounds. He's got a very, very strong arm. He's got a talented group of receivers, too. They're guys that, you know, three seniors and a fifth-year senior in the lineup that kind of rotate in and out. They all have big play capability and they're explosive. And on the front line, they're very big. They're a big team across the board. So we're going to be at a size disadvantage there, and that's something we're going to have to overcome. On the defensive side, you know, their front is very firm. I mean, they have a very good tackle in the middle of their defense. They have two excellent linebackers, one, you know, both of whom we played against last year. One, I think, was leading in the nation in tackles prior to an injury in game 5 or 6 last year. So, you know, we're going to have to play a lot better football. We're going to have to be a much transformed and different football team on Saturday than we were on Thursday night. You know, just about every area of our team, from the way we run it, to the way we throw it, to the way we catch it, to how we block, to how we tackle, to how we coach. We've got to have massive improvement in every area.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for taking time with us here this afternoon. Good luck on Saturday and look forward to talking again next week.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.